dig in. Let's get to business.
We're going to go places in this business, son.
No laptop, no BlackBerry, no business calls.
You have no head for business.
And now, back to America's business coach, Coach Ron Tunick.
Welcome back. This is Bill Frank. I'm sitting in for Coach Ron Tunick, who is over in Las Vegas today giving a speech to hundreds of people, talking about coaching, talking about entrepreneurship, and talking about salesmanship as well. I'm joined in studio, as we are every Wednesday, by Ken Henjum, attorney, BK Lawman. How are you today, Ken?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Great. And wow, what a fantastic couple of guests we've had so far.
True.
This next guest, though, is really going to be a fun interview. Mark Satterfield is a founding partner of Gentle Rain Marketing, and since 1992, he's been working with leading professional service firms on the design, the development, and implementation of new business pursuit strategies. Prior to founding his own firm, Mark held key executive positions with, get this, Atari, PepsiCo, Kraft Foods, in addition to serving as a director of career services for the Graduate School of Business at Emory University. In addition to consulting work, Mark has written over 250 articles on professional and business development in such publications as the Atlanta Constitution and our own Los Angeles Times. He's the author of 5 books, including his latest book, Unique Sales Stories. Mark has an undergraduate degree in English from Washington University and a master's degree from Norwich University. Joining us from the greater Atlanta area, how are you tonight, Mark?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you guys doing?
I'm terrific. Washington University in St. Louis, huh?
Yep.
Good for you. Congratulations. A fine institution of learning. So I want to jump off with one of the main theses of your book. It is very simple, but it's a very poignant statement. You say, very simply, being safe kills your business. Now, in these challenging economic times, it's hard not to think of being safe. So why is being safe the exact wrong strategy for any business to pursue today?
Well, one of the biggest problems any business faces is getting attention. And there's just so much noise, so much clutter out there, so many messages that most of us who are trying to sell stuff or who own businesses, we just get lost in the shuffle. And unfortunately, when you play it safe, you put yourself in the middle of the proverbial bell-shaped curve and nobody pays attention to you. So you need to stand out. You need to be remembered. You need to differentiate. And it's my belief that the way you do that is through great and unique sales stories.
All right. Well, let's talk about stories. I mean, why stories? How do stories help to set any individual apart from other people?
Well, the wonderful thing about stories is that they get you remembered. We really don't remember facts and figures. That goes, you know, in one ear and out the other. And stories, though, that's what gets us remembered. We remember the characters, remember the challenges they faced, and that's what gets passed along to other people. So if we really want to differentiate ourselves, if we really want to be remembered, stories is the way that we do it.
So you're talking about within the presentation itself, and I think you point to some of the more recent modern commercials. They're more of a storytelling rather than facts and figures on the item that they're selling.
Well, that's certainly true. I mean, if we just look at the most recent Super Bowl, where they were paying $3.5 million for 30 seconds, the stories that stood out, or the ads that stood out, were the ones that really told the best stories. And those that just had a great image, those that didn't tell a compelling story, we're probably not going to remember them. We're not going to probably invest in their products. And, that's $3.5 million that, by and large, went up in smoke.
Yeah, that is a shame. Our guest is Mark Satterfield. He's the author of the book Unique Sales Stories, How to Get More Referrals, Differentiate Yourself from the Competition, and Close More Sales Through the Power of Stories. And, Mark, let's stay on the commercials at the Super Bowl, if we can, for just a minute. One of my favorite commercials in this year's Super Bowl was the Volkswagen ad, which is really a two-part commercial, one about the overweight dog trying to chase the car, and then the other one was the bar scene where Darth Vader is involved in that. So they were playing on the Star Wars theme, and the Darth Vader, of course, was a play on an earlier Volkswagen commercial that they had created as well. Now, I remember the commercials wonderfully well, and I think very highly of those commercials. But it didn't influence me to buy a Volkswagen. I'm not in the market for a car, but when I am in a market for a car, chances are it's not going to be for a Beetle. So great, compelling story, but it doesn't get Volkswagen to the end result. Talk to us about I guess, my reaction to that and why the story didn't resonate with
me. Wait, before you answer, did you see the Fiat commercial?
Yes, I saw the Fiat.
Did that encourage you to buy a Fiat?
No, it did not.
He's not going to buy a car.
Mark, in fairness, my wife rented a Fiat. She loves the new little Fiat. We rented a Fiat. I don't even fit inside of the Fiat. I'm too tall. I'm bumping up against the ceiling.
Hit the sunroof.
It's the most uncomfortable car I've ever sat in. But that's not the point. My point is, Mark, I remember the commercial. I don't buy the product.
Sure. But here's the power story. How many listeners would you estimate that you have right now?
Right now, I'm going to say we're in the thousands.
Okay, you're in the thousands. So you just gave a free plug to Volkswagen to thousands and thousands of people out there. And there's probably some of those thousands of people who are going, boy, you know, I missed that ad. I don't remember, you know, I want to go see that ad again. Yeah, you know, that Volkswagen, that is kind of cool. So what is the power of stories is bigger than just I tell you a story and you go buy something. The power of stories really is all about the fact that I now pass it along. I now tell it to other people. And that's what happens with great advertisements that tell great stories. We talk about them. And maybe it doesn't resonate with you, and you know, quite frankly, it doesn't resonate with me. I'm not going to go out and buy a Volkswagen. But the fact that I talk about it and we're discussing it here on the air in front of you know thousands of listeners, it starts to permeate out there. Whereas the ad that doesn't tell a particularly good story or the story doesn't connect to the brand, that's the ones that get in trouble. And a classic example of that was from the year before, or actually I think it's now about 3 years ago. But marvelous spot. Everybody remembered it. It was about the cowboy who was herding cats. Absolutely hysterical. You know, wonderful story. You know, cowboys out there herding cats, having all sorts of difficulty. Absolutely hilarious. Everyone remembered it. The only problem was, who sponsored it?
No idea.
Right. That's the problem. Nobody can remember who sponsored it. Turns out it was EDS. But what's the connection between a computer consulting firm and a cowboy herding cat? You know, there was never the connection there. So as a result, the story got told about the ad, but it never got connected to the sponsor. And so it winds up being just a little bit more complicated than we just got to tell a really cool story. We got to tell a story that ties into our product. And Volkswagen did a good job with that because we do connect it with Volkswagen. And when you've got those two pieces together, then people pass it along. When people pass it along, well, sooner or later, then it falls on ears that may have an interest.
All right, Mark. My guest is Mark Satterfield. Mark, you've convinced me, you've convinced a lot of our listeners that this is the way to go. However, many of us don't know where to start to sort of develop our own unique selling story. So give us some guidelines on how and where to start.
Well, the first place you want to start with is what's the point I want to make? What's the message that I want to communicate? What do I want people to believe or know when I get done with a story? So it's not creating a story for a story's sake. It's creating a story that has a purpose. We first of all think about, okay, what is it that we want people to believe, know, or do at the end of the story? Then the next thing we need to do is we need to decide who's going to be the character, because all stories need a great character. Now, it could be me, it could be you, it could be somebody else, but we want to create a character. And when we create that character and when we tell the story, we want to give some information about the person so that our reader or our listener can start to paint a mental picture. And that's what storytelling is all about, especially verbal storytelling. It's all about painting a picture. And sometimes people, when they're telling a story, they rush through it far too fast because they're afraid that the listener is going to disengage. But the reality is if you don't give a little bit of detail, then people don't care. If people don't care, then they certainly will disengage from the story. So first of all, we figure out what's our point. Second of all, we figure out what the character is. And then we follow the classic storytelling, which is what's the problem? What's the issue? And now that problem and issue ought to match up with a problem or issue that your particular market that you're trying to sell something to faces. And then, of course, there's the resolution, you know, the positive outcome. And you can make stories, you know, longer or shorter, and you can add pieces in. But fundamentally, those are the main components.
All right. Our guest is Mark Satterberg, author of the book Unique Sales Stories, How to Get More Referrals, Differentiate Yourself from the Competition, and Close More Sales Through the Power of Stories. And talk to us about the resolution part of it. And this is probably the hardest part for people to come to grips with, because you want to get them to do three things, one of three things, either believe, to know, or to do. How do you bring that to bear? How do you get to that positive resolution? In other words, how do you show the consequences to a prospect about what it is you're offering?
Well, the easiest way is to just when you're talking about the problem, is to put in those consequence statements. And the reason why this was a significant problem was because if we didn't solve this, the following stuff was going to happen. And so we're building up the problem. And you raise a good point, because that's exactly what we want them to do. We want them to care about the character. We also want them to care about the problem. And the resolution can be the positive outcome. It can be the sale was made. It can be that the sheets were whiter and brighter. It can be that the kid went to bed on time. But there is some sort of a positive resolution that by taking a particular course of action, using a particular product, engaging with a particular service, the problem was alleviated. And we remember that when we're trying to sell things to people, we talked about in the beginning about how do we get attention. And I wish kind of at times that it wasn't this way, but we get people's attention about talking about issues of pain, things that bother people, things that upset people. That's what gets people's attention. But in order for people to take action, we have to offer hope. And by offering, and the way we offer hope is by talking about that resolution. So a good story balances pain and gain. Pain is the problem, gain is the happy outcome. And if we can weave that together into a story, well, we're going to get people who will do what we want us to do, but we will also get people that will remember that story and tell it to other people.
Our guest is Mark Satterfield. Mark, I hear what you have to say. I love that pain and gain. That was great. But here's the challenge that I have. I mean, consumers today are bombarded with over 2,000 unique advertisements daily. How do you make something stand out?
Well, that's the big challenge, because people are bombarded, and we're being bombarded even more as now Facebook is taking advertising and LinkedIn takes advertising. Everything we do seems to take advertising. The way that we really get attention is to focus very specifically on very small niches. It is increasingly difficult to market something to everybody because exactly what you're talking about occurs. It just gets lost in the noise. So if I'm talking about having whiter teeth and I just try to communicate that to everybody, it's going to get lost. But if I say, hey, 55-year-old females who are suffering from dingy and decayed teeth but still want to retain their youthful appearance, I've got great news for you. Now, someone who's in their 20s is not going to pay the least bit of attention to that. But the 55-year-old female who's starting to feel that maybe the years of coffee and food are now putting real wear on her teeth, that's going to get their attention. So the more that our message, the more that in our story, the person sees a reflection of him or herself, the more effective that story is going to be. And that's how we break the clutter.
Oh, that is great. Our guest has been Mark Satterfield, author of the book Unique Sales Stories, How to Get More Referrals, Differentiate Yourself from the Competition, and Close More Sales Through the Power of Stories. Mark, you've probably piqued the interest of many of our listeners out there. If they want to learn more about you, learn more about the book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, I would I'd suggest two things. One, certainly, if you want to learn how to be more persuasive by telling stories, I'd encourage you to go to UniqueSalesStory.com. And one thing that I will also mention is my book, Unique Sales Stories. We're actually having a promotion, and it's an extension from the Super Bowl promotion of last weekend, where we actually got it on Amazon for sale for this week only for just 99 cents.
Wow, that is great. Mark, and we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for being our guest here on The Business of Life. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks.